In today's world, the margin for error has all but vanished. Increasingly, it is necessary to get problems right the first time out of the box, for there will be no second time. One false move, one inappropriate or wrong statement, one gaffe is almost enough to destroy an organization, seriously tarnish its reputation, or make it an easy target for critics. The danger lies not only in picking the wrong problems on which to spend limited energies, solving the wrong problems precisely, but far worse, in creating more serious problems as a result. Why do individuals, organizations, and even whole societies repeatedly get trapped into solving the wrong problems precisely, and how can we break out of this trap? Why do some individuals and organizations consistently go down the wrong paths, and how can we choose the right ones? How can the process of focusing on the right problems be made easier? Problems versus exercises. It may be a cliché to say that in today's world we face issues of unparalleled complexity. It may also be a cliché to say that our educational system is not preparing students for the high-level creative thinking skills they require. But clichés or not, we must acknowledge that for the most part, our educational system, from top to bottom, mainly trains students to tackle prepackaged, canned exercises instead of educating them to confront complex problems. And canned exercises are not merely for students, but all too often for instructors, general citizens, and organizations as well. Many business books compound this problem. They mislead students and practitioners alike by assuming that the problems of an organization are obvious and have a single solution, such as downsizing, total quality management, TQM, or re-engineering. As a result, business books actually contribute to the error of solving the wrong problems precisely. Real-world problems, on the other hand, must be correctly formulated before they can be solved. This audiobook introduces listeners to the art of formulating problems, not solving canned exercises. It teaches how to confront uncertainty, not flee from it. It teaches one of the most important and vital of all skills, critical thinking, or what the author calls smart thinking. This audiobook is based on Ian Mitroff's 30 years of consultation, research, seminars, and teaching with audiences and organizations of all kinds. Using concrete examples from the world of business and of all walks of life, it teaches readers how to identify and avoid the most common errors that prevent individuals and organizations from solving the right problems. It shows how to formulate important problems from multiple perspectives, which contributes to expanding options and helps to avoid solving the wrong problems precisely.